now. The goal is to keep going. So we're going to move on tomorrow night and Tuesday. We'll start looking at the Chiefs and what they do well. But for now, we're just going to enjoy this win and to be 10-0 at home this year. It's been fun.
A lot of people, understandably so, look back at the Week 4 game and think, how would things change? Offensively, you guys were far more effective. What changed this time around against them?
I think just coming into our identity as an offense, the longer a year goes on, the more that identity kind of builds on itself. The more communication you have with everyone on the team, stuff we like, stuff we don't like, stuff we do well, stuff we want to move away from. It just comes with experience, like any job. The longer you do something, hopefully you're getting better at it day by day. So it's been nice to see that chemistry and that communication building up.
Also, beyond X's and O's, Ed said that he tapped into how he felt after that Week 4 loss and used the term can of worms and that he opened it right before this game. Did you do the same, or do you feel like this team kind of embodied the similar sort of sentiment?
You know, I think being underdogs at home, it wasn't really talked about for us, but I think it was in the back of our minds for sure. And knowing how that week, you said Week 4, knowing how that Week 4 game went, definitely felt like we wanted to get back at them. Thankfully, we did that. You know, our goal is to score one more point than them, and we did it. Some of it was ugly. Some of it looked good, but end of the day, we got the win. And I think there was a little extra motivation, especially being, I think, first time Bills underdogs at home in the playoffs. I think I heard that. So it was a little extra. Yeah, a little extra can of worms or whatever you want to call it.
You said to us this week there's a fine line between nervous and exciting. I liked how you put that. Nervous, you're looking at something bad happening. Excited, you're waiting for something good to happen. Tell us about your emotions throughout the game. It's close, especially in the fourth quarter. The excitement maybe or the nervousness.
Yeah, I think this team does a great job knowing that we just got to control what we can control. Not worrying about what's going to happen when the offense is off the field. The offense trusting the defense trusting the offense, kind of having that trust that goes throughout the whole team kind of helps that nervousness die down. When you know that everyone's going to be doing their job, when you have that level of trust, that's when it's easy to turn the nervous energy into excited energy.
How much of that was maybe learned from past experiences where it didn't go the right direction the past few years?
I think it's just probably just a mental, like a mindset that you just have to kind of work on. And it's not easy to do. There's definitely times in the game where I felt nervous, but it's just human nature to feel nervous. So whenever that happens, you just have to reframe it in your head. Like, I know something good's going to happen. I'm going to go make a play. I trust the guy next to me is going to make the play when it needs to be made. So it's just kind of mental conditioning that I think this team has done a great job with.